Today is the 29th of October 2017, and you've tuned in to the evening service of the Pineville House Church. And just to let everybody, bring everybody up to date, we had a good time of fellowship up at Joplin this morning, and we're going through, Michael is doing a study on worship, proper mode of worship. This morning was really good because what was brought up was the central theme of the whole Bible, and that is Christ. You know, we are not to worship angels, we're not to worship idols, we're not to worship buildings or structures, or men or women, or cows, or any kind of idols. We are to worship Christ and Him alone. I also wanted to let everybody know that we are planning on having our weekly talk show on Monday evening at the same normal time, 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. And we plan on doing the last half of the Book of Jude, talking about that. I thought the last talk show was excellent. Thought a lot of good things came out of that talk show program. I guess it's not too early to announce that we are planning a fellowship here in the spring. We probably won't be having any further fellowships down here in Pineville during the winter because it gets so cold, and we just kind of winterize everything for the winter. But we are planning probably sometime, I would say, around the 1st of May or in that range. Probably around the 1st of May we'll probably have another fellowship down here, and probably as well up in Joplin in the morning. However, I do want to announce that we are planning on having a Thanksgiving celebration. I believe in celebrating and being thankful. We're going to be having a joint fellowship on the 19th. Up in Joplin, and Lori has agreed, and by the way, Lori, Michael's wife's an excellent cook, and she's agreed to fix Thanksgiving dinner. Now, other women are going to be contributing, but she's agreed to do the turkey and the stuffing and all that good stuff, and so here's your chance to partake of an excellent home-cooked Thanksgiving dinner. So it'll be on the 19th. We're going to do it the week before Thanksgiving because we don't want to interfere with other people's family things. So everyone is welcome if you want to make the jaunt up to Joplin, Missouri. And there's plenty of nice places to stay in Joplin. Every time Louise comes up, she likes to stay at La Quinta Inn. La Quinta. Okay, the first selection tonight is taken from the Old School Hymnal, page 362, and it's entitled Heaven Holds All to Me. And Mark has selected this song. 362, Mark, do you want to lead that for us?
Yep.
Earth holds no treasure but perish with using, however precious they be.
Yet
there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Out on the hill of that wonderful country, happy, contented, and free, loved ones are waiting and watching my coming. Heaven holds all to me. Why should I long for the world and its sorrows, when in that home o'er the sea, millions are singing the wonderful story. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me.
Okay, Rosette would like to sing number page 37, Psalm 34, C, out of the Psalter.
Page what?
37. Psalm 34, C. Mark, you want to start that?
Page 37, 25C.
34C.
And every time
I'll bless the Lord, His praise will be within my mouth. My soul shall make its boasting in the Lord. Let all the humble hear it and be glad. Oh, join with me to magnify the Lord. Let us together raise His name on high. I sought the Lord, and He has answered me. And He from all my fears has set me free. Oh, look to Him, we radiant ashamed. This poor man cried, the Lord from trouble saved. The Lord's own angel constantly encamps around those fearing Him and rescues them. Oh, taste and you will see the Lord is good. How happy are the men who trust in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, all years He has redeemed. For those who fear Him never suffer want. Young lions hunger, they may lack their food. But those who seek the Lord shall have no want.
Well, we've been learning some of the Gatsby hymns. So we've been trying to sing a couple of those so we can become more familiarized with them. Rosette has faithfully gone through this book and tried to find tunes that kind of fit these. Sometimes it's not as easy as you might think. But, anyway... Let's try to sing $6.95, and this is actually written by Gatsby, and we're going to try to sing this to the tune of The Church Is One Foundation. Yeah.
He was
blessed Comforter appear.
Blessed Comforter appear.
Bless us with a solemn prayer.
Magnify
the Savior's name. Raise our souls from earth and sin. Bless, fill thy power within. Make the blessings of grace unctuously suit every case. Make us humble and sincere. Free us from each carking care. Jesus, drive each rival from the heart. Shower down blessings from above. Fill our hearts with heavenly love. May we mutually agree with Father, Son, and Three. Okay, let's try to sing. And we'll try to sing this to I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord. I love the windows of Thy grace,
which my Lord has seen,
and long to meet my Savior's face without a glass between. Oh, that the happy hour come to change my fate to sight. I shall behold my Lord at home in a diviner light. Haste, my beloved, and remove these interposing days. Then shall my passions all be loved, and all my powers be praised. Okay. Well, tonight, I want to look at a passage of Scripture. We kind of covered this in our talk show program, but I want to kind of expand on it a little bit more tonight. In the second epistle of John, the second epistle of John is just a small little 13-verse chapter. The whole book of the second epistle is only 13 verses. And I just want to read through this, and I'll make some comments after I read, you know, a little bit. Starts out, the elder unto the elect lady and her children. Now again, this was written according to my in my Bible about AD 90, and anyway, the elder, we know well, we know the Jesus is our senior elder, right? And of course John was an elder. And he says, unto the elect lady and her children. Well, Christ refers often to his bride, and of course his children are those who he has chosen before the foundation of the world. John says, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also they that have known the truth. All of those who hold to the truth are in agreement with each other. Have you ever thought about that? For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever, if we are God's people, we are adherents to the truth. And it doesn't say that the truth that we've been given is temporary. It says that it is forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Notice how he brings both the Father and the Son in that scripture, and how that he says that both grace, mercy, and peace emanate from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father. I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. You know, when we see other people that are standing up for the truth of God's word, it should cause us to rejoice, because they're so few and far between. When we find someone that's actually preaching the gospel, the unadulterated gospel, we should be building that person up in the most holy faith. That's what John was doing here. He was rejoicing greatly that he found certain people walking in the truth. And now I beseech thee, lady, again, he's speaking to the bride of Christ, not as though I write a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. Notice he said that which we had from the beginning. Well, Christ loved us with an everlasting love. It says that we were blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and that we were chosen in him from the foundation of the world. Verse 6, and this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. And what is the commandment he's speaking of? He's speaking of the commandment of love. Now, there is a different kind of love demonstrated between God's family, his elect family, and the love we demonstrate to our enemies. Because the enemies are not walking in the truth. Notice how he talks about, in verse 4, that the rejoicing was that he found people walking in the truth. Verse 7, for many deceivers are entered into the world. Many deceivers. We all have been witnesses of that. We have been witnesses of the great deception. Thessalonians were told that he's going to send them strong delusion, that they will believe a lie. They all might be damned who what? Believe not the truth. Okay, and he says that there are many deceivers who are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Okay. there are a whole group of people in the Unity Movement that even deny the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And they try to spiritualize everything. And he says that if they deny that Jesus Christ came as a little baby, if they deny the incarnation, then they are deceiver and they are antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Okay, now, that is really a remarkable statement that John is making there. And, you know, Paul has made similar kind of statements. He says that if someone comes unto you preaching another gospel, let him be anathema. And John's statement here is just as strong, because he said, whoever or whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. You know, now my question is, do those who teach the doctrine of the free will of man, are they abiding in the doctrine of Christ? If the answer is no, what John says is they hath not God. They have not God. Think about it. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Now, this is a very similar, verse 10 is a very similar passage to what Paul tells us in Galatians. Let's see. He says, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, what doctrine? The doctrine of Christ. The doctrine that Christ taught. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. Neither bid him Godspeed. Wow, that's pretty strong, isn't it? Think about it. Wow. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. In other words, he's a partner with him. He's partaking. He's a partaker as a partner. He's partaking of his evil deeds if you're actually going around saying, well, God bless you. God bless you. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that all your joy may be filled. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. Well, he uses the word elect quite a bit, doesn't he? He also uses the word beloved quite a bit. He also talks about the elect lady quite a bit. Beloved signifies those that are loved before they were born. Beloved. Beloved. Okay? Now, I want to just ask a couple things, and I'm sure you've thought about this before, but when he talks about those that are transgressing the doctrine of Christ, you know, like I said, we have many examples of those who have done that, and we pointed out some of those. You know, some of the key people that have transgressed the doctrine of Christ: Pelagius, Arminius, John Wesley, Scofield, Finney, Moody, the Roman Catholic Church, Dr. James Dobson, Dr. Bill Bright, Dr. Billy Graham, Dr. Rick Warren, just to name a few. Now, those people that I just mentioned, any of those people I just mentioned, would you invite them into your house? Would you wish them Godspeed? The Southern Baptist Church would certainly has invited them into their house. They've invited Billy Graham. They've invited Adrian Rogers. They've invited, I'm sure they've had James Dobson come and visit them. Rick Warren is a part of them. Bill Bright won the Templeton Award. $1 million. He's dead now, of course. I had a broadcaster, Dick Bott, say that one of his heroes is Charles Finney. I mean, we have a whole seminary named Moody Bible Institute after Dwight Moody. But yet, Scripture tells us that if anyone transgress the doctrine of Christ, not to invite him into your house. I know people that, on a daily basis, I mean, I even knew people in the Primitive Baptist Church that would tune in to Dr. Charles Stanley every day and listen to him. And he was touting free will. I know people that listen to Adrian Rogers on a daily basis. I know people that listen to other people who are promoting free will doctrine. It might be conditionalists like Bagley, whatever they call him.
Alistair Bagley.
Alistair Bagley, yeah, thank you, Mark. What about these other people that try to walk the line from semi-Pelagian, conditionalists like people like the guy that used to have the program all the time, walking through the Bible. What was his name?
Simon Carver?
No, I can't think of his name.
Woodrow Crowe?
Well, Woodrow Crowe had a program back to the Bible. Yeah. But these folks have been around a lot of time. I remember when I was coming up, there was a fellow, his name was Oliver B. Green. Remember him? Oliver B. Green. He's an Arminian, you know. The fellow I was trying to think of his name came out of the Free Presbyterian Church. I can't remember his name. Do you remember his name?
Mark Fineout? No, not that.
Well, Mark Fineout is a pastor of the Faith Presbyterian, or what?
Free,
yeah,
Presbyterian.
Free Presbyterian Church in Lee Summit, Missouri. But no, I'm thinking of this fella. Yeah, what was his name? Vernon McGee, thank you. Vernon McGee, and they're still playing his sermons. Vernon B. McGee, or Vernon McGee, Dr. Vernon McGee. Now, the reason I'm pointing these people out is because people exalt these people. They give them more than Godspeed. They buy their tapes. They buy their books. And these people are not upholding the doctrine of Christ. They're upholding the doctrine of free will. Would Paul have welcomed Vernon McGee into the pulpit? Would he have welcomed Adrian Rogers, who mocked at the 9th chapter of Romans? Would he allow Billy Graham to come and speak at the church at Ephesus? a guy that names his program the Hour of Decision broadcast? What about James Dobson? Will the Apostle Paul like invited Dobson up and talk about his self-esteem? When Paul said that it was all dung, would the Apostle Paul welcomed Charles Finney, who denied the substitutionary atonement of Christ? Would the Apostle Paul invited C.I. Schofield, who promoted Zionism, when Paul in Galatians said that they were Judaizers? Would Paul have invited John Wesley, who denied that we were dead in our trespasses and sin? No. He would have said, let them be anathema, let them be accursed. That's what not only the Apostle John has told us, but the Apostle Paul has told us. What did Christ tell us? Well, let's go back briefly, and then we're going to conclude with this tonight. Let's just go back briefly to the 10th chapter of John and see what Christ said about it. Now, we know what he said, but sometimes it's good to read it again so that we can be reminded of it. He said in the 10th chapter of John, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, verse 1, verily, verily, that means most certainly, with emphasis, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. He's calling Adrian Rogers, Billy Graham, Charles Finney, Dr. Vernon McGee, and Oliver B. Green, and Rick Warren, Billy Graham, He's calling every one of them a thief and a robber because they're trying to interrupt through man's free will. That's what he's calling them. But he that entereth in by the door, well, who's the door? Well, he says he's the door. In fact, what did Paul say? Paul said that there is no other mediator but Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. But here he says, he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. The sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. It doesn't have anything to do with the free will of man. Jesus Christ is the gatekeeper. Okay? He's the gatekeeper. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The sheep recognize Christ's voice. They recognize Christ's voice. And a stranger will they not follow. All these people are following these false teachers. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. If a person is upholding and listening to Dr. Charles Stanley or Dr. Adrian Rogers or Dr. Bill Bright, Dr. James Dobson, notice they all have that doctrine in front of their name. They've all been to the cemeteries, haven't they? A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from them. For they know not the voice of strangers. Verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them, again. So it means he's already said it once. Verily, verily, he says verily, verily again. I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. He says the same thing again. He calls them thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. If you want to know how you can ascertain whether you're a sheep or not, if you do not want to listen to the people I just mentioned, Adrian Rogers, James Dobson, Rick Warren, Billy Graham, Bill Bright, Chuck Swindoll, Vernon McGee, Oliver B. Green, Bill Hybels. Pretty good evidence that maybe you might be one of the sheep. Sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. The wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. C.I. Scofield was a hireling. You know? Uttermeyer funded C.I. Scofield. Uttermeyer was a Jew. And a Zionist, and promoted Zionism. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. You might want to check out sometime 2 Timothy 2:19. That's a good parallel passage. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. No, we're not talking about another planet or something. People kind of concoct some crazy things out of that scripture. He's talking about the Gentiles here. And he says, there shall be one fold and one shepherd, dispensationalists. One fold and one shepherd. Not three different entities. Not the kingdom and the church and the bride and the all of this nonsense. Now, what was the result of this teaching of Christ? Well, we'll see what the result was. Verse 19. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil. That's what, you know, they, in other words, they committed blasphemy. Well, there's a lot of people that don't like it when you start proclaiming the teachings of Christ. When you start proclaiming, all that the Father given me will come to me. All that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. When you start proclaiming, this is the work of God that you believe on him. When you start proclaiming that that all are thieves and robbers who try to climb up some other way. When you start proclaiming that the children not being yet born, not having done any good or evil while yet in their mother's womb, he said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. This is the teachings of true biblical doctrine. And he says that if you welcome these people into your house, that doesn't mean just physically welcoming. That means if you bring them in and listen to their messages, listen to their CDs, bring in their books, attend their seminars, promote them. that you are, okay, to be excluded, you should not even be given a God bless you, according to John. Don't wish them Godspeed, is what he says. Don't even wish them Godspeed. Don't try to build them up. Don't try to exalt them, because they're teaching false doctrine. I had to contend with this, and my wife had to contend with this, you know, all the way from grade school through high school and into college, this false doctrine. People were constantly wishing those who were teaching false doctrine Godspeed. God bless you, you know. I remember E.G. Garrett, my father told me, got up in the pulpit and said, you know, Billy Graham's done a lot of good. I heard a lady in the Protestant or the Reformed Presbyterian Church make the same statement. I heard a Primitive Baptist minister from the pulpit make the same statement, wishing Billy Graham Godspeed. Okay? Well, that's my thoughts for today. I think it's something that we should think about. You know, and you know, that's why one of the reasons I wrote The Lies of Free Will, Do You Control Your Own Destiny, is to point out that I don't wish any of these people Godspeed, because they are hirelings and they're scattering the sheep, like they say, it says in Jeremiah. Do we have a final selection? Okay, 312 out of the old school hymnal, 312, oh, it would be much easier just to try to get along with everybody and not just gloss it all over, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be much easier? Yeah, you'd be much more accepted, that's for sure. I was a wandering sheep. I did not love the fold. I did not love my shepherd's voice. I would not be controlled. I was a wayward child. I did not love my home. I did not love my father's voice. I loved afar to roam. The shepherd sought his sheep. The father sought his child. He followed me o'er vale and hill, o'er deserts waste and wild. He found me nigh to death, famished and faint and lone. He bound me with the bands of love. He saved the wandering one. Jesus my shepherd is. 'Twas he that loved my soul. 'Twas he that washed me in his blood. 'Twas he that made me whole. 'Twas he that sought the lost, that found the wandering sheep. 'Twas he that brought me to the fold. 'Twas he that still doth keep. Now I just want to say, I don't agree with Horatius Bonner's theology. Okay, some of this is good, but look, it says he found me nigh to death. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. We weren't nigh to death. We were dead. Okay, notice in this, he doesn't talk about election. Okay. And, you know, we weren't just a wandering sheep. We were a dead sheep. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. We were wandering from the fold, but we didn't just have a bent towards sin, okay? And by the way, He didn't just bring us to the fold. We were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. Okay, so Horatius Bonar, whatever, was a Pelagian. A lot of people don't know that. But he was. You have to watch these Primitive Baptists, some of these hymns, because they are conditionalists. A lot of these hymns are conditioned. They're Pelagian. You know? It says, I did not love my shepherd's voice. Well, what did Christ say? He says, my sheep know my voice. Isn't that what it says? And so, you know, we have to be careful what we're singing as well. Now, I want to just conclude tonight with, I'm just going to read this. And I hope that this will kind of drive home the point that I'm trying to make. Because this is back to what we're talking about. Page 345, I'm just going to read this out of the Gadsby hymnals. It's actually hymn 345. And it's entitled, Christ Knows and Keeps His Sheep. My soul with joy attend while Jesus' silence breaks. No angel's harp such music yields as what my shepherd speaks. I know my sheep, he cries. My soul approves them well. Vain is the treacherous world's disguise, and vain the rage of hell. I freely feed them now with tokens of my love, but richest pastures I prepare and sweeter streams above. Unnumbered years of bliss I to my sheep will give, and while my throne unshaken stands shall all my chosen live. This tried almighty hand is raised for their defense. Where is the power that can reach them, or what can force them thence? Enough, my gracious Lord. Let faith triumphant cry. My heart can on this promise live, can on this promise die. We have an eternal promise. And what is that eternal promise? I give unto them eternal life. And no man can pluck them out of my hand. And no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. God be with you this evening.